to your situation.
Because I intended it just for my class. I mean. I'm just out to just say a few things during the Esoteria. I mean, listening to Esoteria, I also like to understand the text which I appear and read. Mitzvah Esoteria, not just a Mitzvah Shmir, a Mitzvah Limud, to understand and to study. In particular, I like to understand quite often the common denominator in the Haftere and in the Sefer. The Rambam, the Gemara says, the Gemara is not explicit, but the Rambam says that the Haftere must always be, must center around the Sefer, the motif of the Sefer. The main motif, the central theme of the Sefer, is the topic for the Haftere. So, and I told you, I mean, last week, before last, that when I study Bereishis, particularly Bereishis, I listen to the Ramban's advice. Ramban says that whoever studies Bereishis, whoever is concerned, I mean, with the Chumash from Sefer Yetzirah, the book of creation, as a matter of fact, according to Ramban, the book of creation refers not only to Parshas Bereishis. No, Parshas Bereishis is the book of creation, there's no need to tell us. The whole book is one of creation. It was created, the world in Sefer Bereishis, and the Knesset Yisrael was created. It started with one family, and it developed and expanded into the great community, the Knesset Yisrael. And the Ramban says something else, that in Bereishis is the book of Sefer HaSimonim, he calls Bereishis, the book of the symbols. It means Bereishis has recorded not only what happened, the events which took place, that there was a certain individual by the name of Rome and he was in contact, in communication with the Almighty and so forth. However, Bereishis tells us more than that, not only what happened, but what is going to happen. My story is similarly born in the old saying. Because it's the book of the Simonim, it's the blueprint of Jewish history throughout the ages. If one wants to understand the Jewish history, not just superficially, actually in depth, and if he wants to gain an insight in the whole mystery of which we call Jewish history, so he has to study Bereishis. When I told you the first two weeks ago, there was a Yerushalmi as Rebbe, whenever he had an audience, I mean, whenever he had to see the governor general, I mean, at the Rome governor general in Tiberias, this was the capital, so he used to study Parshas Bereishis. Apparently, what did he study for? In order to understand how to handle certain complicated problems, what to ask, what not to ask, I mean, Rebbe was the great Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So here, Rebbe was very careful. Once he says he neglected to study Bereishis, I mean like Bishlach, and he came and he was attacked by robbers, and the mission was a failure anyway. But I will add to that, that Ramban himself, he said it, Ramban almost said it. But there is one thing to be added to the Rambans. No doubt about it, that Bereishis is the blueprint of Jewish history, and in Bereishis is reflected the image of the historical Jews with generations. And also it is a guidebook, all a guidebook, I mean, for the Jew who is sometimes confronted and very confused by his confrontation. I mean, it's nowadays like that. the Sefer Bereishis is not only. So the voice may say the Sefer of Simonim, according to the Ramban, the Sefer of Symbols, the blueprint. What does the Ramban mean? Of course, the main Maison of Simonim, according to the Ramban, is basically the Jew has a double relationship. It's a double relationship. The Jew must understand two relationships, or a double relationship, one relationship, but a double one. Namely, his relationship to man, to the non-Jew, relationship to non-Jew. When you say Milchemes Yisroel Ra'amim, he's a non-Jew. The relationship between Avraham Avinu, you got to understand, and Avimelech. Or Yitzchok, Yitzchok and Avimelech. Or Esav and Yaakov, the real confrontation. Or Jacob, suddenly attacked and by an unknown, anonymous enemy. Again, a relationship. All those relationships, are not only recorded, are related not only to events which took place, but in the past, but they're also related to a great future, the future. And if we could understand well the Parshas Vayishlach, we could perhaps figure out, wisely, what our path should be throughout, from generation to generation. What path, what role should we take? We don't know, sometimes we are so confused, we don't know what kind of a role are we supposed to walk along. It is for take now out Israel and America and the Middle East. It's not a question. It's not a problem here from difficult. It's not just a difficult problem, it's one that. It's a problem which you cannot cope with because it is above and beyond the basic categories of Jewish history. Such categories, such concepts are necessary in order to understand our relationship, that the general history, the universal history, cannot supply us, provide us with such concepts. The borders are almost on the non-rational. Anyway, the books from Bereishis is the Sefer HaSimonim. First of all, the Sefer HaSimonim pertaining to the relationship number one, namely Be Yisrael. Of course, the hero in that drama is, of course, not Lavan, but Yisrael. But Yisrael. The opinions of Chazal had a different opinion. Chazal had an opinion that Lavan was not such a saint, and there was a very difficult enemy, and perhaps in certain regards, who was an Esau. Even though the Gemara doesn't say he was an Esau, the body says he was than Pharaoh. But all right, sir, I don't care. Now, both were enemies. Both were enemies. It is the Sefer HaSimonim, the Book of Symbols, or the blueprint of our relationship throughout the years, throughout the hundreds and thousands of years, with the non-Jewish world. It's a very difficult relationship. It hasn't made any progress at all. Number one. Number two, there's another relationship between Jew and Jew. There is very much interested in our relationship to our fellow Jews. Hocheish Mishpat was written in. Who is supposed to guide us how to behave vis-a-vis another Jew, friend, enemy, relative, another relationship. It's a Sefer HaSimonim at two levels. It's so to say at the level of foreign affairs and at the level of internal affairs. It's being Israel and Israel. Act to Parshas Vayeshev, the Tere dealt as the Sefer HaSimonim, as the Book of Blueprints, dealt with what relation? Be Yisrael Lam, of course. Be Yisrael Lam. It culminated, as I told you, it culminated, this relationship, and the mystery thickened, actually, by the sudden attack with an antagonist whose name we don't know. I mean, engaged the gaze of man, that mysterious night is engaged because apparently he wanted to destroy Jacob completely. He has not succeeded. But we are not sure that he will not come once more. This is the card. Here, that story, that event reflects the most mysterious phase in Jewish history, as I call it. People who never met us hate us. Strange. In order to love a person and to hate him, his contact is necessary, indispensable. If I have no contact with him, I never communicate with him. If I don't know him at all. So how can I hate him? No, how can I actually love him this passion? There's one exception, the Jewish people, the Jewish race. People who never dwelt with us, never came close to us. At least Esau had complaints. All right, I understand. Still, he was cheated by Yaakov, fine, all right. But the Riva, Yovik, Ish, Ime, Adalesa, Shachar. Who is the Ish? And he refused to divulge his name to Jacob. Man who has never seen us. Man who he doesn't know who it is. Who Jacob was. A man who has had endurance and the tenacity to be in combat, to continue the combat throughout the night, throughout the dark, lonely night. This man, I mean, what motivates him, what motivates the Chinese, I mean, to be against the State of Israel? Isn't it an unknown enemy, an anonymous? I understand what motivates the Arabs, I understand very well, I understand the Arabs very well. I mean, you've got to understand the Arabs well. Understand the Arabs. I understand them in I understand in Soviet Russia. In certain respects, State of Israel is in her way to universal socialism. Because I hope the State of Israel will not be a communist state, nor a socialist state, but be a state based whose foundations will be Zdoko Mishpat, charity and justice. And such a state is resented by Russia. There's something else which is resented by Russia. People say, I'm just getting off the track. I'll come back on that. People had a funny illusion in the 30s, and even in the 40s. People said, I mean, among them many prominent Jews said that it's possible to change Hitler imagery from an enemy of the Jew into a friend, but into a neutral, as I say, being, or into a neutral being, not enemy. At that time I told many, you are making a mistake. Anti-Semitism is not just a detail in the program of Nazism. This is the very heart of Nazism. Without anti-Semitism, there is no Nazism. This is the source of... The anti-Semitism is the source of vitality, I mean. Actually, of energy, the source of energy, which the Nazis possessed. At that time they possessed a lot of energy. A very vital. And that's what makes them move, it makes them move and be successful. The same Russia, atheism in Russia, agnosticism, the denial of metaphysical being and of a morality which is given to us from a transcendental world. And that human being is nothing else but an animal. A civilized animal, but an animal. There's no spirituality to human being. The human being is just an animal. I mean, the Darwinist theory doesn't. Whatever is not just a coincidence that communism believes in all that. It's not a coincidence. It's a mistake. It's a part of the Marxist philosophy and the world picture. Because if man has certain spiritual foundation, so the approach, the policy of the Communist Party, I mean, is wrong. If there is a physical world, a metaphysical world, there is no communist state. Or there is no communism as a political theory. In my opinion, is the hatred that Russia bears against Israel is because soft. At the very conclusion, everybody must admit that Israel is the representative of that metaphysical order. That metaphysical moral order, and then the whole outlook of our world. I mean, not just as a mechanical system, but as a spiritual system, was brought about, and the Jew is responsible by. The Jew is responsible for it. And the revival of Israel as a state means the revival of Israel, of the reign of the sovereignty of principles which they cannot accept. That's also foolish. Some people think, I just got a letter the other day, people think that we have to change our policy with Russia, and instead of demanding that Russia tell the Jews to go, I mean, the way Moshe Rabbeinu told Pharaoh, it was a different reason when he came to the mission of the Almighty. So you stop telling them, because the Russians resent it. When we go, I mean, why should the Jews leave the Gan Eden? If it's a Gan Eden, I mean, don't let them stay. Yeah. But to actually prevail upon the Russians, that they should give autonomy, I mean, religious autonomy to the Jews in Moscow, and to start building, it would be advisable to start building yeshivas in Moscow, and each yeshiva will have a mikveh. And this will be financed and subsidized by the Russian government. I mean, you are laughing at me. But this is reality. It shows only how sleepy the one can be. This is reality. Another fact, I was invited to be on the committee. Don't worry, I will. You know me, I'm raising it. Anyway, the relationship. It's the mysterious relationship between Jew and non-Jew is to be studied up to Vayishlach, to the end of Vayishlach. Vayishlach, the scenery changes. Something new comes up in Vayishlach. It's also a Sefer HaSimonim, the Ramban said it. Sefer HaSimonim, it's a book filled with blueprints and hints and allusions as far as the future is concerned. But the problem there is not Ben Yisrael Lamin, but Ben Yisrael and Israel. Moreover, not only just two strangers, the relationship between father and son, and between two brothers. And this also comes under my service in the body. In other words, Mechiras Yesek, according to the Ramban theory, Mechiras Yosef is responsible for the events which later taken place in Eretz Israel, which were recorded later by the Nevi'im and the Torah. That's what I guess I can't learn about. Hence, Vayeshev and after Yitzhak, not only Yitzhak Mitzrayim, throughout our history, I mean, our history was determined, and it was shaped and formed in accordance with the story which the Torah tells us about this. The Joseph and his brother. Could you suggest to me some idea? Some idea about Michias Yosef, which became actually, I mean, a motivating force in our Jewish history. Is just there? Yeah? What do you say? I saw the Malchus in the Tayyat in Yom Kippur. Just a minute. I saw Rugi Malchus. Yeah, it's the Pietan says so. I mean, but I don't believe you need the Pietan for that. You can find it somewhere else. Somewhere else. Perhaps. The first of all is that Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef is an event, a dynamic event, not just it happened, a dynamic event which happened and throughout the ages has been shaping the Jewish history or the Jewish historical experience. You're correct, no doubt about it. But you will find it, I believe, not in only Mazer Yetifer, but you will find it in the Yeshiv in Tafter. What is Tafter in Yeshiv? Al Pisha Shlesha, Pisha Shlesha, Pisha Yisrael, Velabor Hashemenu, Al Michron Bakesef Dalim, Tzadik, Velabim Bavon Aloi. And that's the reason that we read this Parsha, this Tafter, and Shabbos Vayeshev, if Shabbos Vayeshev does not coincide, if you would study the parsha well, you would mention something unique, peculiar in the parsha, which is contrary, prima facie, to the very nature of the afterlife. The Gemara says that as a Nisan Yisrael, I mean of Yisrael, I mean throughout the generation, that an Aftere must close with what? With Dibur Nechomet. Not only Aftere, even Kriz Aftere, passive, you close with Dibur Nechomet. But an Aftere is no doubt about it. Every Aftere should close with words of solace and hope and prayer. Because the Aftere, when the Aftere, when the Aftere was introduced, I mean, it was done by Yesheni, perhaps Ezra is the one. I mean, so it's to tell people, no matter how bad it is now, the future will be a glorious one, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised to the Nevi that finally Israel will be redeemed, and they will gain independence, and will return to their land. This is almost a universal rule. That the after and the last few seconds, the last 2 seconds, should address itself to the community, to the congregation, and tell them don't be discouraged by recent events. Remember, the future will be glorious. The proof of what I say now, I mean, you can corroborate it. What are the brochures of the after? After is accompanied with brochures. What do you say in the Brachas HaAftere? You say something. Rachim HaTzidra, actually before, in a matter of fact, the Tesis rose in the name of Masechet Sofrim, as when he got a certain Brache, the whole congregation used to jump to its feet. Lem Rati Yenimonim Dvarecho, Vidov Arechom Dvarecho, Ocher Le Yashuv Reikom, Kikir Melech Neman Varach Menotah. So what is the purpose of that there? To encourage, to implant faith and a sense of confidence. The Avtoches, confidence in the Avtoches, the Nevi'im addressed to the Knesset Yisrael on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Correct?
Yeah.
There's hardly a single Avtoch which does not have this, the conclusion or the few words of courage, encouragement and solace. Hardly. Take a look at the Avtoch. Is there anything? It is an indictment of the people. Clear now the Shem HaFesh HaPish of Israel. And then the Novi reproaches the people, reprimands the people. Miracle, Yas HaShem HaKim Dolo, Kim Gilo Seyri, Allah Vodav Anvili. Ah, he shook Mili Yuro. And the Shem HaKim Dibo Mili Yenovi. Those are the words with which we close, conclude after. I don't believe that this is to be considered divine echol. And all after is unequivocal. I mean, all after is unequivocal, determined to tell the people how bad they are and how corrupt they are, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, will punish them. Why is it so? Because Mechilas Yelsin is basically the after of Chum. Like the story of Chum. Kerem al Hashem achri shepis in Israel val abor leya shuvena al nichon bat kesef tzadik ve'evyein bavur naloye. As a matter of fact, we don't know exactly whether it refers to Mechilas Yelsin. It might mean symbolically, I mean, symbolically it means people who don't practice justice when they are engaged in corrupt practices and so forth. We don't know that it is that, but then the Pite certainly interpreted that. Was the source for the period and keeper that I saw Ogil Malchus paid in all debt, with the Knesset Yisrael out of Kodesh Borah. This is exactly our gas to Kesselkan. Because Vayeshev, you don't jump up and look out on me. Vayeshev is basically the after of Chum. We are used to think that the after of Chum is a privilege, an exclusive privilege of Shabbos Chazon. It isn't. The fear of whom you will find in many, but particularly in the Parshas Vayeshev. While Shabbos Chazon at the end concludes his glorious words of solace and sosev, simcha, and joy, and rebirth, here in Vayeshev, it's not a single word of Vayeshev. Why is it so? So I have a strange idea in mind. When you go back to Vayeshev, this will be corroborated by, when I go back to Vayeshev, you have a strange... Vayeshev Yaakov, Vayeshev Yaakov, Be'eretz Megur Yoriv, Be'eretz Knoan. Read it in Yankees. So Rashi quotes a Medrash, the Medrash Rabbi. Rashi quotes a Medrash, and then you don't know what a Medrash is, adds to the Pesukim, and why is it so important for us to know? So the mother says, Eid Midrash Be'e Rashi quotes. Vayeshev Yaakov, Bikish Yaakov Leishev Bishalom. Yaakov wanted to live in peace, you know. Kofatzol of Rugzis so Yisuf. Without any... suddenly, I mean, the crisis the Joseph crisis, the crisis which was actually split the Knesset Yisrael, the Beis Avrom, Beis Yaakov, into two enemy camps. Kof Hatzalom, Rukze Shor Yosef. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Dayon L'Tzadikim Ashim Sukham V'Leil Mavo אבל שמבקשים לישב בשלו בעולם הזה, אין אלה פלא שאני אעשה, ומדרם אבי שביגן את היום. was activated. What does the matter say? What does the Russian say? Well, of course the Yankim wanted to have Yosef, clearly. Kitwa, Yitra, Yaakov, is Goro. But he's Sabel Ogne, Yom Ramon, I mean, so what was the big issue? Of course he wanted. What puzzles me the most is the Vayishev Yankim Eretz Kanaan with the list of the dignitaries and kings and the sheikhs of the Bnei's the Torah to Angola, I mean dedicated to Esav Hopper. First of all, the genealogy of the names of the Esau family, Esau's household, and secondly, the list of the kings. And the Torah says, Lifnei Melech Melech be Israel, before there was a priesthood. I mean, you know that well, that the Kabbalah, those two parshas, Esau played an important role. The whole mystery of Shira Sakili to the Kabbalah. It is derived from this past. But forgetting about it, that's not engaging in Kabbalah. But what is the continuity? For a Yeshiv Yachid with this, is Russia already says. No, Yemagosh Machid, but before it. רמב"ן, אלה יישוביהם וגלגוליהם עד שבואו לכלל יישוב סביב ראשינו יוסף יוסף. בי"ז שנה, על ידי זה נסגר בלויות במצרים, זהו יישוב פשוטו של מיקרו, לסדום הדיבור על לפניו, לא שרשנו. I believe that Pshat HaMelech is different. And Rashi quoted, of course, they did not want to speak in very exoteric terms because what the Torah says here will be a shocking experience to us. But there is something else. And don't ask me questions before I am through. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Avraham, to Abraham, and concluded the covenant between his community and the Almighty, and between and Abraham, I mean, agreed to the covenant, which included a covenant between God and the community of Abraham, Beis Avrom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, actually promised him something. What did he promise him? For Yisi Lochem Levekim, and also, the land, and promised him two things. First of all, you will be my people. Wherever you'll be, my people. Secondly, the land will belong to you. This is the breeze. This is the breeze. The breeze been absorbing me. And all the covenants with HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Abraham concluded. So. As far as Eretz Yisrael, is concerned, Abraham was promised that his soul will be his. But there was a certain reservation. What was the reservation? He has got to pay a price. But finally, after a long, long way, finally we come as a gate. There was Matnas Matan Oresh was included in the covenant. But in exchange for Matan Oresh, Abraham had to serve as a slave, as a bondman, for many, many, many years. When the Jews were redeemed from Israel, taken out of Israel, hundreds of years later, was the term that actually, I mean, it means we fulfilled the Tanai, the condition. Otherwise the Jew had no claims to Eretz Yisrael. Who gave to the Jew claims to Eretz Yisrael? What is the source of our claim to Eretz Yisrael? The fact that we were avodim, I mean, slaves, bondmen in Mitzrayim for so many years, correct? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mention Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mention Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim did not mention Mitzrayim. They are slaves. Is any country which is not a part of God's soil, is there a slave here? So who says it happened that Mitzrayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected later? But as far as that night, the agreement with Abraham is concerned, then Eretz Yisrael was not mentioned. Beretz Leila. Mitzrayim there was not mentioned. Beretz Leila. Now, Choron is just as little, it's just a strange land to us, or was a strange land of Rome or to his grandson Jacob, as Mitzrayim was a strange land later to the Shvatim. You cannot say that Mitzrayim was stranger than Choron. It's not correct. So you ask me if this be true. So the question is, why was not the land turned over to Jacob right after he spent in Choron 20, 21 years? Why was it necessary? In accordance with the agreement, with the conditions of the agreement which HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Abraham reached. Why was not the Gedi Israel of Beretz Olehem? But what do you mean? You'll tell me because the 400 years. The 400 years was not reached even in Mitzrayim either. What do you say in that thing? What do you say in that thing? Excuse me, that God.
Baruch
Yisrael
Kent. Yeah,
they say. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent.
Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael
Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. Baruch Yisrael Kent. The continuity in our God. If we take care of one problem, there were no 400 years. I mean, the people in Mitzrayim, the Jews in Mitzrayim, did not spend 400 years. Much less. 200 of
them. 210.
So what's about the rest?
That
cats, Kutsar. This is the matros. So what's about the rest? Whatever the answer, we found a few answers. Because the Jews could not have survived if they remained one. And so forth. There are many answers. But there is only one thing. That he did not spend his slaves in his life for 100 years, and he did not, they were not slaves for 400 years. Much less. So what difference does it make whether it is 200, 210 or it is 22 years? A Kodesh Borgo adds up years of suffering is different from our arithmetic. He has his own arithmetic. And what to us is difficult, A Kodesh Borgo did, is proud, as far as we understand, does not, whatever is difficult, but what to us is difficult, does not mean that there is a Kodesh Borgo has another system of counting and computing and adding up. It means in its when we say Boruch HaMokim Boruch Hu, and what is it? Shachis Boruch Hishon Sakeitz, HaKadosh Boruch Hishon Sakeitz, according to his method of counting. The Rambam says about Averes for Shoshone, the Rambam says, when you name the Averes in the Mycentenium of the Jew, however you name it, for Shoshone, those Mycim are awake, if we kill this, if we die this, shall kill this. In accordance, in agreement with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's system of judging. Fidaiti, who are you there? And he knows how to wait. Sometimes a head appears to be a very light way. It's for us. For Kodesh Baruch Hu, it is head very heavy. And etc. etc. So if this is the case, that the 400 years they could not spend in its right. Because had they spent the 400 years, it would have disappeared. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch has reduced, perhaps temporarily. As far as the goal is adding, that's what Professor Bell says. It's so long and so difficult. Is the payment of the debt we have incurred so many years ago when we left Mitzrayim before the 400 years. We are complete. But whatever it is, that's what he's saying about it. Shakadish Boro Chishon Sakeit, Lasish, Chishay means to the exclusion of others. It is his system of figuring, of adding up. It's his system. It's not, you may be the mind of our minds don't grasp it. That's why it appears to us as if the Gulas Mitzrayim came a little before it was promised, before the time which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has designated with Abraham. But Chishiv La'asis, Mishom Al Avraham Avinu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? Vishom dolar seinu velonu shleichad bilvat emid aleinu achar seinu shlecholdeo vadeo masenach edvach maslem yodom. Because where do you see it in particular in Gulas Mitzrayim? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had his care for the survival of the people as a spiritual identity. He would have applied a different system, a different method of counting, and then they would have remained in Mitzrayim for so many years, for additional some say 190 years, and by that time, there would have been no Jews. Shleicho bevad emet olein lechaleseinu, ele shvechol deir vadeir emdim olein lechaleseinu. V'akadish Baruch Hu matzaleinu miyero. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken us out after 210 years from Mitzrayim. This is also the reason why this is also the reason to say, Vishom the Varasena Velonu, Shlechel Vadem Rasena, from the Vadem Rasena, because Baruch Hu Matzalinu Miyodam, that the Jews did not. why this is also previously we from the Larasena Milanus, the Hal Vadim and Hasena, Huldavadiram Hasena, and Gokham Atrin and Yodam, that the Jews did not spend 210 years in Choron, but in Israel. Anyway, so finally he arrived at the Chishei, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken us out, I mean, from Mitzrayim, after Jacob came back, returned from Choron. Jacob had figured years after, Beres Lelehem, Vavodu, Minimason. Abba Meishona is not, they didn't spend Abba Meishona in Mitzrayim, and logically I don't see any reason why 210 out of 400 should be considered should be considered in accord, in harmony with the original agreement with Abraham. And 20 years not it's the same. The answer is Yochanan. Indeed. When Jacob came back from Choron, he was ready to take a ride. He was ready to take over. The Aptochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to be implemented. And realize, Avor Abba Meishon. And that's exactly why the Torah before that speaks about Esav. Esav said, Esav, at the end,
It means that he expected Yaakov back. What else did he expect? That Yaakov will take over. Esav, since he heard it from his father, Yitlach al Kimitar Shmai Shmai Oret, he knew very well that the soul belonged to Jacob, to Yaakov. So when apparently Esav heard the rumors, the gossip that Yaakov is coming back, so Esav thought, I have no place. So he moved to Har Seir. By Yeshev Esav, the Har Seir, Esav wedding. כי הוא רכוש שם רוב משל סיידו ויוכו ארץ מגוריהם לא עושה שם מפני קנאה. So the Torah tells us that Esav is actually, Esav thought that Jacob's return will mean kibush oretz, the conquest of the land. And not only it was Esav's idea. This was the part of the Aftochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have precipitated and would have implemented that. That's what you say. Please. That's what it says. Vela Amlochem Hashem Olko Belen. Ter Melech. Well, the Melech lived Meloch Melech Lene Yisrael. Who Melech Lene Yisrael? Melech Yisrael is a business of 400, so many years. Melech Yisrael is in the time of David. The answer is that when Yaakov came back from Choron, the Ashgoche was ready to hand him, to let him have her at Israel in the same manner as Esav got Harsera, without a long introduction. Vetel Yaakov is Esav. Where can Leisa the Sharsayah? Who Leyake the Sharsayah?
This was the plan, the original plan of his world. This was the blueprint. What happened? What happened? What happened? Exactly what later, hundreds of years later, happened with the Knesset Yisrael in the Midbar with the incident of the Meraglim. You'll find in Bar Yisro, in the conversation between Meshe and Yisrael, when Yisrael extended him most heartily, Yisrael extended most heartily to join them. So Meshe was speaking in terms of a promise which is about to be implemented immediately. Meshe didn't know at that time that he'll never have the soil. Because at that time, that the Jews crossed the Jordan, hadn't they been influenced by the Meraglim, so Meshe and the Klal Yisrael would have crossed the Jordan, what walked up Ohr HaTeva wanted, Ohr HaTeva did it. The elevation, as this is Mitzrayim, the elevation, the plateau, in Eretz Yisrael, which is the altitude is quite high, and they would have taken over Eretz Yisrael. What happened? Twelve people, came back and said, that it turned around Jewish history. The Jewish history was rewritten that moment, no doubt about it. It would have been a different history if Meshe and the Bnei Yisrael had crossed the boundary line separating Eretz Canaan from Israel, from the Midbar. Exactly the same story. Hadn't they brought it? That's what the matter says. Bittish Yaakov Meshe Bishalom. Not to move anymore. How does Rashi, the Medrash, know that this was Jesus? Yaakov's intention? Yaakov said, enough. From now on, there's no more goals. Because if I'll be in goals any longer, I'll lose my children. They're young, they're very sensitive, very susceptible to influences from outside the world. I don't want to move that. That's the soil, that's all. Kill it. Luckily, it's worth a great deal. British Yaakov Leishi Rishalva. Why? That's impossible. Yeshiv Yaakov Beretz Gnoa Beretz Megure Ovi. Yeshiv Yaakov Beretz Gnoa Yeshiv Yaakov Beretz Megure Ovi. What do you emphasize? Emphasizing, re-emphasizing. Beretz Gnoa בארץ מגור הרבי, וישב יעקב בבין ענת, איזה וישב יעקב בארץ מגור הרבי, אבל ישב יעקב בדעה בארץ, הוא בין ענת, I mean, we know that we are speaking, that the whole problem revolves about ארץ ישראל. But, ביקר שיין של ישב, he said, וישב יעקב בארץ כנוען. And the Torah knew very well that, the Torah did not describe ארץ כנוען. But Be'eretz Migure Ovi, not Be'eretz Migure Avron, but Be'eretz Migure Ovi. Because if you dwell, or you establish yourself in the Eretz Migure Ovi, you lose, if you should establish it or settle with the intention to in a land where Yitzchok lived, so there is one conclusion to be accepted. That there was no exodus from Eretz Yisrael. Because when Yitzchok wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, shame to Eretz Yisrael. Sit here. Abraham had a privilege. He went to Mitzrayim. He shouldn't have gone to Mitzrayim either. As the Ramban said, but he went to Mitzrayim. You have no privilege. Once you are in Eretz Yisrael, what do you call? Called Tula Mechitzis. Rashi says because it's
Alatnima,
all right, but this is called Tula Mechitzis. Mechitzis absorbs, it's forever.
This is a dish of Yaakov, Be'eretz Knoan, but not Be'eretz Knoan of Avraham Avinu, not Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had freedom of movement. After one day he went to pass the fell on Mitzvah. Here when Yitzchok debated his mind whether to go to Mitzrayim or not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened. He said, good work as a result. That's what the process is. Vayeshev Yaakov. The word Vayeshev itself means to settle forever. Vayeshev Yaakov, the Eretz, the Guri Ha'u. Yaakov, finally he came back from Chor. Finally he made up his mind that no goddess anymore. He's with Zray, he's here, right here in Ashkenaz, he's there. And this meant the Jewish history. That he'll take over Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshu Yaakov Eretz Knoan means then not to move, not to emigrate from Eretz, from Eretz Knoan, not to depart from Eretz Knoan, but stay. And Yeshu Yaakov Eretz Knoan, be Eretz Migur Yogik. It means his dwelling in Eretz Knoan would have been identical with that of Yitzchok, namely continuous abiding in Eretz Knoan, without deserting or the land or without departing from the land, but steady presence in the land. The Eretz Negurel begins Yaakov. So what prevented? What prevented? Suddenly, something which has no value in itself, it takes any space in a multicolored chair. That's what changed Jewish history. Anyway, it told us Yaakov Yosef, but it was not, but Yaakov's plan was not precipitated, it was not fulfilled. He had to leave Eretz Knoan and go to Mitzrayim for so many years. And the original plan by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have him take over Eretz Yisrael immediately, because the goddess condition was met. It's enough goddess, he had enough in Nechor. Ve'ele till this Yaakov, Yosef v'Shvayesh Shana, and the quarrel with the brother, and finally the goddess was prolonged for hundreds of years in a different land, the Yaakov Wa'ete in Reis of the Sarseyer. And Yaakov could have gotten the Nat Harseyer, but Eretz Knoan immediately, at the same time as Esau. But unfortunately, because there was envy between the brothers, the Yaakov was one of the other Israel. Vayeshev Yaakov, this is the head that has not only it was tragic for Yaakov to go to Mitzrayim. And the clothes of the goddess had been changed, not for 20 years, were not considered enough. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded from Yaakov Bonov to 10 years. Yeah. This is exactly what influenced the Jewish history to a great extent. So there being a different Jewish history. And that's the reason why when Jacob and Yosef and Binyamin met years later, it's like Yisha, it's like Yipa Ratzavoa, like Yisha. And Binyamin also. Borat Tzavoa. So Rasha says, Mata the Gemara. Why did he cry? After all, it was the happiest moment. Why cry? Because Chubin Besamirish. What's it got? Chubin Besamirish. What is the common denominator between Chubin Besamirish? And Yisus, the Chiras Yosef. That they cried after they met each other. And after they embraced, they hugged each other. And so they cried. Of course, there were sometimes one cries because of joy. Yeah. But they were too great and too strong and too disciplined in their character to just to cry. It's good for all the people, for all the women. But not for Yeshiv, for Yeshiv Binyamish, Snake de la Dea. So Rashi says that a good cause. A good cause to cry. Because if the whole drama doesn't take place, we would, the whole Jewish history, we would have been a different one, completely different. The interesting is, that's why Vayeshev Daftera has no Nechon. Because Vayeshev is Daftera, from my story, similar to Bonin, of Daftera. The Akhtera is saturated with sadness because the Chum was prescribed already at the time when they sent away Yosef, the slave traders from the tribe. And I want to call your attention to something else. In my opinion, the common denominator between the Sedra, Vayeshev and Daftera, as we said, as we pointed out, this is the first posuk of Anmichon HaKesef Tzadik, Ve'evim Bavon Aloi. There's something else. If you take a look at Daftera. Take a look at Daftera first. Take a look at Daftera. And this will help. There is another head that Daftera mentions. What is the other head? What is the other head that Daftera mentions? What? It's loose. The head with the theory emphasizes the atom, not emphasizes and repeats and triples it. What head? What happened? You read through that there. That there is the short one. No? In general, it's important to know what is another common denominator. The Aftere repeats a few times, even though we all come with Nechem in Vim, and Bachorechem in Zim, Afei Zeis Beis Yisroel, Yom Adeshem, Vatashkes Anizirem Yoin, Valanivim, Tzvisim Leim Aleichem Nabuk. And then again, Kiliyase Adishem Elikim Dovo, Kim Govo Seja Lavoda Vandim, Ari Shok Miliyuro Adishem Elikim Dibra Miliyinov. What is it? Apparently, during the Bais Rishon, when Micho was the prophet in Eretz Yisrael, not in the Judea part, but in the Israelites part, they did not like Nevi'im. The story Nomis, the Nomis came, Nomis was from Eretz Yehuda, not Lengstetl, Eretz Yehuda. And they came to Shomron was the metropolitan center. Shomron had already adapted the pagan civilization of its neighboring countries. So Nevi'im were not popular. And then Hanovi came and began to say, so Amatzio, the king goes, all the brach lecho al Eretz Yehuda. We come to Nevi'im. Go to the patronus, the patron. Don't tell us that. We don't want to hear any word. This is a head to stop Hanovi from not only hurts, it really is danger. ובתא ותשקס הנביא אל נזיר עם יין ועל הנביא לצבי שם לי מלאת איתנו. הישק אריה ביער בטרב אלה הייתם כפי כלם ממנוסי גוטים רוחר הלתי ירוע בו עיר בדשם לרושר כי ליסה דשם הלכים כנגיל עושה ידע לעבוד ובנביאים אריה שור מילי יורו על השם הלכים דיבר מילי נולד. This is one of the most greatest sin is to stop under it and deliver the message.
And because of that
sin, Yerushalayim was not Yerushalayim, Sheva in the was destroyed, and Aseret HaShvatim dispersed all over the world. What did the brother want Yosef to do? What did the brother stop dreaming? But Yosef did not dream, it was prophecy. The mirror, my year. Huh? My year, Halamesor. So Rashi interprets. This is not a statement by the Shvatim. But the brothers. The brothers said, we near my year Halamazar, how much reality there will be to his dreams. It means the dreams were not just a Cholam, but the dreams were a sparkle of the world, had a sparkle of the world, reflected the world. Because the dreams came true. What did the brothers want? The Yisrael said, "I'll have a Messiah, I'll draw." They wanted Yosef to stop prophesying, to be as realistic as they are. This is the Yosef Yaakov Eretz Mekor Olim Eretz Kanaan. Very tall is Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov Yosef. And this is the head, actually. But Tashkur is a Nizirim Yoyen, while I'm being a Matam late in Nabu. But the brothers who didn't like it, they said, this is Chalamesha, but Chalamesha, but Chalamesha, but Chalamesha. That's why later, so it means that what later happened in Shomron, the day when the people of Shomron forbade prophecy, the presence of prophecy, and demanded from the Nevi'im not to tell the people, but to be akivish in worship, to suppress the message of God. It's exactly what the brothers did 100,000 years later. And this spells Chuba. It's a Chuba. It's a Chuba. And the after the end with one person, Ari Shok Miliyiro, Hashem Lekin Dibir Miliyinove. The Rambam says, in Mir Nebuchim, that a Novi, the Novi is not up, it's not up to the Novi. It means to his decision whether to deliver the message by HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not to deliver God's message. But he's compelled, he's forced to deliver. It's like a ramshel, it's like a glass of water. If you keep on pouring into the glass of water, it will begin to, you'll cause an overflow. So neither Micho nor Yosef could have stopped. Communicating with God. No, Yosef could have stopped, even if he had wanted, dreaming. It's an impossibility. But that's why this parsha was selected as the parsha for Yosef. But in a way, Mechiras Yosef, the period between Achim, caused
the chum from that survived when they fell on each other, and they hugged each other, by Yifku, because they knew it is the history, what happened in Beis Yaakov will be reflected by Jewish history. From the Misabu al Yerushalayim. This is exactly what by the after. This is the after and by nature. If there had been no reconciliation between Yosef and the brothers, if there had been no reconciliation between Yosef and the brothers, it would have happened. There was three rochoshes of them. So then your army in the whole aftoches, all promises, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Abraham, would have been completely eliminated. And this is only the reconciliation about which we read last Shabbos saved the future, but not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, but in a different way. It was prolonged, and everything was prolonged with the Golus Mitzrayim. The Golus Babel and the Golus Edom and so forth. What after did we read yesterday? I mean Shabbos. Just the opposite of the after Elevation. After Elevation is gloom, complete gloom and mourning. Yechesem. Depends what Yechesem. Melech HaMashiach. זה דפטר אף מלך המשיח שני עצים המלך איך עוד יהיה להם דוד ובאתי זה לא סנטן שם לא סנטן שרנדי
וידוע גוי מכי אני אשר מקדש את עצמם
This is good. Because then it is the relationship as in the case of the Genam Tzoren, of the Dry Wochen, we start out with Gilme Joel, or if you want to take start with Shabbos Chazon, with the Shabbos part is above, we end up with Nachmun Nachmunan. So we have the same in the three affairs, Fragmation, Communication, You start with Chum and Vayesha. The split, the schism within the Yaakov community, Yaakov South. This means Chum. There's not a single word of solace expressed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the people. And you find, and you finish, and you conclude the afterish, and the three afterish, with hope and faith. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will unite the people and the Melech HaMashiach. The case figures Shabbos Hanukkah. It's a matter of fact. The whole link between Shabbos Hanukkah and the three Sedras. Those three Sedras are Sedras of Shabbos Hanukkah. And the question, what has the Bechiras Yosef got to do with Shabbos Hanukkah? It's an old question among Balei Kriya. I believe it in the idea which I developed, but the kasha is not so terrible. There is something in common between the Hanukkah, the events of Hanukkah, and Bechiras Yosef. And the way I developed the three after us. Okay? What do you say?
Okay. The
Medrash said that the Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashiach. Correct. When correct. 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 Oh, Yaakov Trudy. Everybody was busy. On the day of Yesu Rasham. Reuven busy, Yitzhak and Tanisha. He selected the day as the day of Slichus. Well,
Yehuda
busy because he was Mishayim, Mishayim says, yes, sorry. He created each of the Shvatim, each of the head of the an arrangement that Hashem should serve and look after the old Yaakov one day in the week. So it happened that Yehuda, I mean, somehow Yehuda's day was on Yehuda's day was in conflict with Yehuda, Yehuda's day. Yehuda's day happened to coincide with the Mashiach Yeshua, who or whatever. Va'akodesh Boko. The Medrash asked, apparently was busy too, coming Yochel. Yes, of course he was busy. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Also, the era of Mashiach. He was busy living the image of the Melech HaMashiach. Why suddenly here on the day on which Geshev was sold? The answer is, until the day of Mechiras Yeshev, the Melech HaMashiach would have been one, well, the whole idea of Melech HaMashiach and return from Goles, this is because if Yaakov had remained in Eretz Yisrael, no one would have been able to remove him from Eretz Yisrael, to make him depart. There would have been no Goles, there would have been no need for Geule. Yashgoche would have weaved a different image of the Knesset Israel. But once Yeshu was sold, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the people will not be redeemed immediately. It's a long, 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 long road leading to Geula. And that's why the Melech HaMashiach came. But this is not only Rashi. The story of Roch, of Tomo. I mean, the Torah tells us the story of Tomo in Yehuda. Yeah. It's all right. First of all, I mean, to show Yehuda's courage and strength of character, not only to the children, but to declare himself, guilty. Guilty, yes. Correct, yes. Yeah. But there's another reason. Yeah, correct reason. But if the purpose was just to tell us that Yehuda, in spite of his failures and mistakes he made, had the ability to rise like a lion and to continue by saying Tzotkom Emeni, there was no need to tell us how many sons Tomor. I mean, it gave birth to, and the whole story is that Zorach came out first, and she the thread, the colorful thread, and so forth. Why was it necessary? There was no doubt about it, and the Torah speaks about courage. So it is, the Torah relates itself, this story is related to another story, in Ruth, who parents Haley. As Rashi says, Lebor Eile Elo Lelamdacho, as David is a descendant of God. If you understand the parsha of Tomo, and you combine the parsha of Tomo with the parsha in Ruth, do you see that on Mechiras Yeshev something happened which cannot be just classified? Brothers have committed a sin. They proved themselves to be cruel. No, not only that. But the new history of the Jew, history of the Jew was rewritten by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day. And the new history is already a history with a lot of suffering. A lot of suffering. And a lot of mysteries, I told you. And amazement. Which will finally, of course, lead to the birth of the Melech HaMashiach.
Is that what the
mic
after
Mashiach's
Yeshiva?
Of course, yeah. A year, So Rashi says, and they have blamed it. Vayered Yudim Mechol. Shiridu, the Muslim is the Osh. After Mechias is.
Yosef
Hura. Yosef Hura, something else. All right, okay.